Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Welcome back to WSHIT. In an effort to broaden our cultural horizons, WSHIT is proud to continue the tradition of the Reporter Exchange Program. This morning, we welcome Pepe Lafuge, who filed this report on human rights.
We bring in the studio this morning one of the gay rights activists, Mr. Should I call you Mr.? Sure. Pepe Julian Onzima. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for
good morning.
Good morning to you.
Why are you gay?
Who says I'm gay?
You are gay.
Yes,
and you're a gay rights activist and an outspoken lesbian? Homosexual? How can I describe you? Why should someone be gay? You're having a girlfriend.
Yes.
Do you perform the natural obligations?
I'm not sexually active right now.
Doesn't that make you gay?
What do you mean, doesn't that make me gay? I am male and attracted to a female.
So who is gay?
Well, that certainly was an enlightening interview, and it reminds me that humanity has a long fucking way to go. We'll be back after this commercial break.
On this episode of the commercial break.
An episode you'll never hear. Funny story on the way to this episode. Chrissy and I, we record live on Fireside, and actually probably a couple episodes that you've heard have been live on Fireside. Whether you know it or not, we've been on Fireside. And so what Chrissy and I did was we recorded an episode that we were lovingly referring to as Bill Murray's voicemail, because I got Bill Murray's voicemail phone number, and I was going to ask people if they wanted to leave Bill a message. Well, we were plagued with technical issues, and it just didn't come out strong out of the gate, and so I decided that
if you want to listen to it, go to Fireside.
Go to Fireside. You can listen to the disaster.
And you'll hear the laugh.
Yeah. Grooming tips
50s,
from the
60s, 60s
70s, 70s, and today. It sounds like a fucking indie radio commercial.
It does.
Dick stiffening help from the 70s, 80s, and today.
And beyond.
Yeah. Your dick stiffening tips for your working day. B98.5.
They're playing it in a dentist.
I know. B98.5. Well, here's a hit from the 70s. Shave your balls for maximum dick length. Hi, Mr. Green. The dentist is ready for you now.
The next episode of the commercial break starts now.
It's another episode of the commercial break.
Woo!
Welcome back, my good friends. Episode number 99.
Whoa, 99. got 99 problems, but an episode ain't one.
We had an episode ain't one of them. That's right. However, if you'd like to make donations, please send them care of the Commercial Break Podcast, LLC. I'm Brian. This is Kristen. And
happy holidays.
I was about to say Happy New Year. Wow. It's usually you that messes that up. Today it was me. I'm Brian Green. This is Kristen Hoadley. Best to you, Kristen.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Thanks for joining us on episode number 99. It's hard to believe we have made it this far.
I can't believe it.
It's crazy, the things
so
that
fun.
Have happened. We'll reflect back. We'll take a look. We'll listen to some of our favorite
Bits
and, yeah. Encrusted? Yeah. The roller coaster ride that has been the Commercial Break, as we're on the backside of the hill now.
I've fallen in love with that roller coaster ride.
Yeah, it's been a lot. It's been a lot of work. There's been a lot of fun. There's been a lot of exciting stuff that's happened. We're just about to turn 100 episodes old, and we're about a year and a half into creating the podcast. And we thank everybody who's tuned in, past and future. There you go. And for some of you, I'm sure have stuck around since episode number one. Which is hard to believe.
Probably not.
Okay.
It's probably not.
No. I think most of the people listening to episode number... Jeff. Maybe Rachel.
Jeff and Rachel.
Possibly Allison.
Yes.
Maybe Danny. Yeah. My brother. Certainly Astrid.
We got about 10 people.
Gustavo. Yeah, 10 people.
Let's just go with 10 people.
I looked back and I found that in the first 30 days of our podcast, the first episode got listened to 57 times in the first 30 days.
Woo!
So... let's make the assumption that a couple of those are just like bots or something like that. Throw them out, right? They usually say about, 4% of the traffic is bots. So throw a couple of them out. Let's call it 50 people tuned in to listen to the first episode of the Commercial Break during that first period of time.
Yeah.
How many of those people do you think are still around?
Like I said, 10.
10. Yeah, I believe so too. I don't think many of them. Because the preceding episodes were horseshit.
We were, but...
until we got to like episode number 98. We were bad. I think it was pretty bad until we got, it's the last episode. Congratulations. Thanks for sticking in there with me, Chrissy.
I would think nothing of it.
I won't. Thank you out there in the podcast universe. Welcome aboard to the Commercial Break. www.tcbpodcast.com is where you go. You can find out more about Chrissy and I, read all the show notes, listen to all the audio, watch all the video. You can connect with us on Instagram and YouTube and Facebook all from right there. And if you're so inclined, you can join us on Fireside Chat if you have an iPhone, because here is what's going to happen on Friday, September 3rd, 2021, the day after my birthday. Chrissy and I are going to go live on Fireside for a couple of hours to celebrate our 100th birthday. And we want you there. So join us on Fireside Chat. It does take a day or two to get on that app. You have to be approved to get on the app. What that approval process looks like, I don't know. Talk to the people at Fireside. But basically, you download the app, you sign up.
They just make sure you're not crazy.
Yeah, I think that's basically it. I think they just don't want trolls on there. So they're just verifying that you're a real person. But download the app and please do join us by following Brian Green or Chrissy Bransford on that application. And when you do that, you'll get notified about when we open up the show. But just know that Friday, September 3rd, we'll be live on Fireside. Keep an eye on our Instagram for the times and the places to do that. Okay, without further ado, here we go. I'm going to get right into it.
Back by popular demand.
Back by popular demand. Back by unpopular demand is probably the better way to say this. Chrissy, I think it was episode number... I'm taking a guess here, but I believe I'll be right when I say episode 61 or 62, I stumbled upon something that would become lure. An episode you'll never hear. Funny story on the way to this episode. Chrissy and I, we record live on Fireside, and actually probably a couple episodes that you've heard have been live on Fireside. Whether you know it or not, we've been on Fireside. And so what Chrissy and I did was we recorded an episode that we were lovingly referring to as Bill Murray's voicemail, because I got Bill Murray's voicemail phone number and I was going to ask people if they wanted to leave Bill a message. Well, we were plagued with technical issues and it just didn't come out strong out of the gate. And so I decided that
if you want to listen to it, go to Fireside.
Go to Fireside. You can listen to the disaster.
And you'll hear the laugh.
Yeah. So there's a guy. So we reviewed some voicemails that I found online, and there is a guy, and he has the best laugh I have ever heard on anyone.
Yeah,
it's like a cartoon laugh.
It is.
Loved it. So if you hear that laugh, that's what we're referring to. I don't want you to be out of the loop because, of course, we never played that episode anywhere. So
we might play it if we
need another episode lost in space. 61 or 62, I stumble upon something that will become folklore in
it's gold, Brian, it's gold.
In the history of the commercial break. The guy's name is Frank Bernardo, and he is an expert in all things fitness, fashion, fun, grooming, framing, typography, geography, history, tic tacs, tic tocs,
tiaras,
YouTube, tiaras, fake boobs, real boobs, greasy hair, oily
erectile
hair,
dysfunction.
Erectile dysfunction. Mm-hmm. He is an expert in anything over 50. Yeah. If you're over 50, he's your guy. He knows all about it. He's that guy that you go to the bar and you have a couple drinks and he never shuts up. Actually, he's the guy
that
you
smashes
go to the,
smashes
into the bar. He's the guy that you go to the bar and you have, you're looking to have a drink and then he just pops up next to you. Hey, my name's Frank Bernardo. How are you? You want to hear about some fashion tips?
He travels around with a band.
Yes, he has a band, we think.
Or a boombox.
Probably a boombox. Playing his theme song 24 hours a day. So he can, like, you know, come out of water in a pool and look real sexy and cool in slow motion.
With his hair.
Throw his hair back. Yeah. Or he's getting a new tattoo.
He looks like he's tatted up.
Look at my body! So we found Frank, and we reviewed three of his online episodes, right? They're about 10 to 15 minutes long a piece. We reviewed three, and then Chrissy was sick one day, and I had to quickly put together an episode. So what I decided to do is I threw together some clips from those three episodes and called it a best of show because we had to take a break because Chrissy wasn't feeling well. Mm-hmm. Well, we got murdered by about four yahoos, right? That just probably have never listened to the show ever, and they were like, these guys do the same fucking thing over and over and over again. We have done Frankie three times. And if it wasn't
I get the most response from the Frankie ones.
But so many people love Frankie B, including us. We love Frankie B.
We freaking love him.
We affectionately refer to Frankie B as Frankie B.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got a name. We gave him a name. It's not what he calls himself. His name is Frank Bernardo. We call him Frankie B.
Yes.
And Frank is our friend. Even though we've never talked to him, he's our friend.
We do need to have him
We do need to have him on. Yeah. I don't know. He's kind of gone away. Like, he hasn't posted too much stuff lately. Maybe it takes
his
a long...
His tips worked.
His tips worked. That's right.
He's got a girlfriend.
Or he's in jail. One of the
two. Right.
Yeah. Or he's just talking somebody's
Either
ear
one,
off.
Either one. That's 50-50.
Last time I saw him, he was in Mexico. He could have COVID or something. But I tell you what, my friends, I have been sitting on this now for about 37 episodes. That's about 4 or 5 months. I've been sitting on this particular one, and I think it's time that we just do it. 99 episodes in, we're doing our 100th episode. Let's get one more Frankie B in under the gun before we turn 100 episodes in. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Am I ready? I'm ready.
Are you ready?
I've been ready for weeks to do
this
one.
Ready.
I've been ready for months. I would have done this one right after the best of Frankie B if we had a choice.
Yeah.
But I waited because of four yahoos out there who told us that we were shitheads that just kept doing the same thing over and over again. Fuck you. Here's Frankie B. Ready?
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, I wanted to let you know that this episode is sponsored in part by our brand new sponsors, Fume, F-U-M, Fume. I wish Fume was around when I was trying to kick the habit a number of years ago. I smoked for so many damn years, it's not even funny. And when I was done, when I knew I was done, I really tried very hard to quit, but it took a very long time. I tried the patches, I tried the nicotine gum, I tried everything. I wish Fume was around. What is Fume, F-U-M? Let me explain. It is a handcrafted wooden inhaler. You stick a plant-infused core, it's got some all-natural oils in that core, into the inhaler, and then you take a drag. You take a pull off of it, just as you would a cigarette or a vape, and you get almost the same sensation that you would when you were smoking a cigarette or you were vaping. It's quite freaky, actually, how close to the real deal this is. And it's all natural, so you don't have to worry about toxic chemicals or nicotine going into your body. There is absolutely no fire, no smoke, no water vapor, no incendiary device, nada. It doesn't fire at all. It is just air running through the core, into your throat, down into your lungs. It gives you the same sensation, but with the benefits of all natural plant oils. here's what you can do. You can go to www.breathefume.com. That's breathefume.com/TCB and use the code TCB for 10% off your order today. Go to the website, you take a quiz, it takes less than 30 seconds, and they're going to tell you which plants are best for you or which plants you desire. It's a great website. It takes just a few seconds to figure out what you need, and then they send it directly to you. This is an all-natural way to quit smoking. This is an all-natural way for vape cessation. I swear, it's just like the real deal. Give it a try. TCB listeners can go to breathefume.com/TCB and use the code TCB for 10% off. It supports our sponsors. It supports the show. It's all natural. Go check out that website, breathefume.com/TCB, and make sure to use the code TCB. Tell them TCB sent you. Thanks, Fume. Guess who loves them some commercial break? Magic Spoon loves them some commercial break. I'd like to welcome them back as a sponsor to TCB. I have never gotten more questions or feedback about a product or service than I have about Magic Spoon. Why? Because I think everybody deep down is a little kid at heart and likes their cereal. And they want to know, can it really be delicious if it's good for you? I want to give you a little story. About 5 months ago, before Magic Spoon came on as a sponsor, my wife and I were trying to find a cereal that wasn't so sugary and fatty that we could have. Well, she went to one of the name brand, you know, organic stores, bought some cereal. I don't know what it was called. It was cardboard. That's what it was called. It was called fucking cardboard. And it was disgusting, and we took two bites of it and threw the entire box away. I know that's wasteful, and we shouldn't have done it. I'm ashamed of myself, but that's the truth. Magic Spoon, however, is the exact opposite. It's good for you, and it tastes absolutely delicious, and my friends and family and those commercial break listeners who have tried it are backing me up on this one. 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 grams of net carbs in each serving. Plus, it's only 140 calories. And if you're on the keto diet, the gluten-free diet, the grain-free diet, the soy-free diet, or the low-carb diet, Magic Spoon has you covered. Buy a variety pack. It comes with 4 flavors, cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. That fruity flavor tastes honestly like cake. And you can mix them together if you want to. I like to mix the peanut butter with the cocoa, and it tastes like a peanut butter cup. Here is the deal. Magic Spoon, again, is offering the commercial break listeners $5 off your first order if you use the code TCB at checkout and you go to the URL magicspoon.com/TCB. Super easy. Go to magicspoon.com/TCB and use the code TCB at checkout. Remember, when you use our codes and our URLs, it reminds our sponsors that we are doing our job, and it helps the commercial break continue to do the show the way you love it, as frequently as you love it, helps our sponsors, and you get a discount. So go to magicspoon.com/TCB and use the code TCB. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for giving me a cereal I can feel good about eating. Guess what Frankie's talking about today? Erectile dysfunction.
Oh, yeah.
You've been waiting for this one. Come on now. Get excited.
Erectile dysfunction. Yeah, we all experience that from time to time. But if you're experiencing this on a regular basis, maybe you have a problem. So in today's video, I'm going to go over 5 things that you can do to eliminate the mental part of ED.
Woo!
Oh, yeah, it's the weekend.
Wait a minute. I'm gonna fix your broken dick now. I'm gonna get you hard. I'm gonna fluff you up. Woo! How can you not feel excited after that song? That's so cheesy.
Reminds me of Pearl Jam's 10.
Pearl Jam. Let's not even talk about Pearl Jam, but we're talking about Frankie B. I dare you. You can't do that, Chrissy Hoadley. It's against the rules.
What's going on, everybody?
No! Hey. It scared me, actually. What's going on, everybody?
And welcome you to my grooming fitness fashion.
You know, I say this. I make fun of this every time we do a Frankie B video, or the number of times we've done Frankie B. I always make fun of him going, hey, what's up, everybody? But then this is how we start the show. And it's our first People are like, whoa. I'm sure there are people that do not listen to us on Monday morning because they're like, fuck that, man. Those guys just scream in my ear the entire time.
lifestyle channel for guys over 50 who want to up their game, look and feel better about themselves. Before we get into the video, guys, at any time you like what you're seeing, at any time you dig what you're hearing, do me a favor, guys. Give the video a thumbs up because it'll definitely help this channel grow. And at any time you feel like subscribing, please do so. And welcome to the family. All right, so guys.
Welcome to the family.
It's a family powwow.
Welcome to the family. I'm gonna fix your broken dick.
It's passed down from Bernardo
to Bernardo. That ED problem's passed down from Bernardo to Bernardo. We call
it the ancient Chinese secret.
Call it the cure of the flaccid floppy. You got a floppy disk? Don't worry. I'm Frank Bernardo, and I'm here to stiffen you up. How do you think I got my hair like this? Same product. You just rub a bunch of this industrial strength hair gel on it. It's going to be hard as a rock for days. It's going to cause a nasty yeast infection. But she'll be gone by then. Don't worry about it.
Let's talk about ED. Now, as you're aware, there's two parts of ED. There's the mental and there's the physical side. If it's already been determined that you have a physical problem and you're still not where you need to be, well, me.
Already determined by who? Well, now, I'm a man of a certain age.
Mm-hmm.
35. It's soon to be 36. Yeah. It's, you know, any guy who has a dick, which are most of us, right? Understand that sometimes it works when you don't want it to. Sometimes it doesn't work when you want it to. And then sometimes it just does things on its own and you have no idea what's going
on. That's
what
it seems like.
Now, I think most of us in our younger years, including myself, don't have too much of a problem with this particular issue. But
I do control.
Yeah.
Or control of it.
Yeah, I have control over it. Yes, I do.
Not then.
No, yeah, no, no. 20 years ago, I had no control over it. It was just doing its own thing. It was all over the place.
Yeah.
I had to tuck it under my shirt and stuff when I was walking up around the high school.
Yeah.
That's why I wore a blazer. People thought I was alternative. I was just hiding my boners.
Hiding my boner.
Hey, Brian, how are you? I'm good. I'm hiding my boner. Shh. I'm hiding my high school boner. Be quiet. Don't tell anybody. This is like the worst nightmare if you got caught with a boner. Yeah. And because I went to Catholic school, I had to wear these damn pleated pants. Uh-huh. And the pleated pants, sometimes it gets stuck, right? And then it, so it just looked like. Yeah, it just
I'm
looked like
you're in like plaid pleats,
yes.
Pleated shorts.
No, it's full length pants. So sometimes. My pants went all the way down to my shoes, but then other times because I had a boner, it was like a sock showing like this. And then I have to like throw my book bag in front of it.
Walk
down the hallway like this. Hey, why don't you throw your backpack on your back? No, I like it better down
I
here.
I just like to carry it.
I had to carry it right in front of my dick.
Strength.
Yeah.
Strength training.
I know I'm working out. It won't go down. I don't know what happened. Miss Tiernan started talking. Talking. Miss Tiernan started talking about Huckleberry Finn.
She got a little bit of a low cut shirt.
God damn it.
Maybe you have a mental problem too, all right? They do work hand in hand. Most of the time, if you have a physical problem, it plays mentally on you with ED.
They do work hand in hand, no pun intended. You know what I mean. Do.
So we got to shake up and correct the mental side of your ED problem. And where does that start with? Well, I think it.
$1,000, here comes one of Frankie's circular conversations. He's going to say there's.
I think.
Yeah, there's five parts to this. There's actually going to be 12, and six of them are going to be the same thing.
Are we still
thing.
On step one?
I don't even know if we got into any steps yet.
Okay.
These are Frankie V's videos are all the same. He starts out with five things, right, which end up being 12 things, of which there's only really two, and then he just talks in circles.
And I feel that a lot of you guys, you let yourself go in life, okay? Especially the older guys. And I'm even going to backtrack.
There's a reason your dick doesn't work. It's because you're a loser. Welcome to the family. Welcome to the family, you fat fuck.
Welcome to the family. Subscribe.
Like, subscribe, lose weight, you fat fuck. Let's get that dick right. Let's get your cock straightened out real quick. come here. Let Frankie touch it a little bit.
Back
on
there.
Let me feel what's going on.
Yeah, let me give it a little. What's going on? Let me get a little taste test. You know what I mean? A little teener. Let me get a little teener tickle of those testicles. Let me get a little testicle teener, if you don't mind.
Old TT.
A little TT.
Your low on T.
Yeah, a little testicle
low
teener.
T.
That's right. You know what you need? Shot of straight horse adrenaline. That'll get your dick hard. No, no, son. We're going to put this straight in your penis shaft. Don't worry. It hurts a lot more than it looks.
Frank.
Oh, poor Frankie.
I'm going to say a lot of the guys in their 40s, and I'm even seeing an alarming rate of 30-year-olds who are already letting themselves go. All right? And what happens, guys, is this just festers in your mind. When it becomes time to perform, all right, you're not happy with your body. You're not happy with your look. And there's that little hang-up that's in your mind when it's time to perform. And guess what? You can't shake that hang-up because you're worried about what that woman is thinking. What is she thinking about me? Do I look okay?
Never had this particular problem. I just feel lucky. I'm just like, sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, she must be blind in one eye. Turn off the lights and get to it real quick. Guys, you know, this is a problem. I do have to say, this is an honest to God problem. And we're not making fun of the problem. Like, I don't want anybody to feel like embarrassed about this. People have problems. Yeah. Like, It's a unit that sometimes doesn't work, and it's like you can't, you know, as much as you might try.
There is a lot of mental stuff going on.
I agree.
Too, with girls and guys.
Yes, I agree. Listen, I've been with
that attributes to the climax version of the sex,
or it attributes to you know, lubrication down there. We talked to Dr. Sin about this, right? There's a lot of different issues that can kind of come into play,
right,
that makes sex awkward, uncomfortable,
mental
or just generally undesirable.
Mental is part of it.
Yeah, and one of the things that generally makes sex undesirable is me in the equation.
Go run to Charleston and pick up some tea.
Do I feel soft and pudgy to her? Okay, guys, we don't need that shit. Let me introduce myself. My name is Frank Bernardo. I'm 58 and a half years old, soon to be 59. And guess what?
My dick works great. Look at my dick. Look at my cock and balls. Look at my stiffy.
59 and a half? 58 and a half?
58 and a half.
Okay.
So now we know the number. This is recorded about a year ago, though. So he's now 60. He's almost 60.
Okay.
He's going to have to do over 60. He's going to have to change.
Yes.
He's going to have to wipe all his all 2,000 subscribers out and go right back to the drawing board. Well, guess I can't do that anymore. Now he's going to have to change his equation for women. If you weren't with us on earlier versions, you can go back and listen to the old Frankie B episodes. But Frankie has a whole math equation about what's an appropriate age to date. It really, at the end of the day, we couldn't actually figure out what the math equation was. We just know that
it was like kind of figuring out Fahrenheit to Celsius.
Yes, like, it's what? Like pi.
You add 30, subtract. Yeah.
It's like I was driving 70 miles per hour, Spain officer. He's like, it's kilometers, son.
60? Little over a year away. Am I worried about it? Hell no. Do I think about it? Not a chance. You know why, guys? Because I don't feel my age. And there's a reason why. The reason is I take great physical care of myself.
I take an immense amount of narcotics.
Steroids.
I take steroids. I take Viagra by the handful.
Yeah.
Yeah. My dick is ready to go. Literally. Breathe on
it. Yeah. I remember
like
in the 70s when you had those little things of cocaine that were sitting on tables. Frankie has
things. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like the little. Yeah.
Frankie has things.
Viagra. I'm telling you, I have been to parties where people are passing these around. Like in my 20s and 30s, I went to parties where people were like.
And one guy couldn't get his dick to go down.
Oh, my God. That was the craziest story. But I mean, I've told that many times before. But I actually knew a guy who took Viagra recreationally when he did not need it. And he was high on cocaine. And we had to drop him off at the hospital in like a drive-by shooting. We were just like,
get out.
See you later. Look at his cock! His dick is broken!
Weekly, monthly, and yearly, I do the necessary things to keep myself in top physical form. And guess what? I do the same thing with my mind. My philosophy.
I do the same thing with my dick. I'm doing reps right now. You just can't see it. One, two, one, two, one, two. Do those Kegels. They work for men, too.
Tears. Age only slows you down when you allow it to. Let me repeat that. Age only slows you down when you allow it to.
Or when you break a hip. That slows you down a lot.
Yeah, well.
Age only slows you down when you get old. That's all I gotta say, okay?
And unfortunately, in today's society, this is the way it is, guys. Most guys don't give a rat's ass about the way they look. And they are letting age dictate everything in their lives. There's guys out there that are in their 50s that might want to start a workout routine, that might want to better their look, that might want a new haircut, but they say, why? Where am I going with this? You know?
Exactly, Frankie. Where are you going with this? How did we end up here? What are we talking about? I thought you were going to fix my dick. What are we talking about?
I love how a guy won't get his hair cut. That's actually the major thing that I see that guys do keep up with.
Me too. Yeah.
Yeah.
The one thing that I think most haircut. Guys are on top of is the haircut. Maybe during the pandemic, things got a little shaggy.
Yes.
But I think we're bringing it back together nicely.
Yeah, the haircut's in.
That's right. And what are we talking about now, Frankie? It's always the same thing. We always go back to the same thing.
Like, where are we?
Yeah, my hair is beautiful, my body's awesome, and my dick is hard. So he just ends up talking about himself for an hour.
That mentality drives me absolutely nuts. Because what happens, guys, it continues to get worse. It doesn't get any better. Your thought process just continues to get worse. The way you look gets worse. Your diet gets worse. You're losing muscle at a fast clip. And what's going to happen?
Your choices in YouTube videos get worse.
This video feels like when I was just out in Colorado and I ate an edible. I was like, where am I?
What am I doing?
What happened?
And Jeff's like, my dick don't work.
We're both like, look at my body.
Look at my body.
I know to go back to that.
Meanwhile, you're in a crosswalk in downtown Denver and people are like, wait, I'm trying to get my dick to work. It's all in my mind. Jeff's like, I got to figure shit out up here to make it work
like,
down
who
here.
Are you?
Yeah. I'm trying to get a stiffy. Where did you come from? I thought I was having sex with my wife. Wow. Honey, these edibles are great. We have an audience. I think a bus just hit you. This is crazy.
Where's Frankie B?
Where's Frankie B when we need him?
Your mind's gonna get all effed up over this, okay? What we need to do is we need to install confidence in you, okay? And that all starts with building a better body, building a better mind, having a great diet, look, dress great, and all that's gonna breed confidence, and that confidence is gonna come through in the bedroom. Because guys, we don't need any
look at my confidence.
Again, like the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, I just feel like, yeah, he's just busting through the busting through the bathroom door. Look at my cock!
My confidence.
And some girl is like, who are you?
Whoa.
A couple wakes up out of the bed. They're like, what are you doing here? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought someone called for confidence. No? You better get a haircut, buddy. You're looking a little pudgy. Hey, sweetie, call me if you ever need a rock hard cock at 59. I'm not worried about it one bit. Haven't thought about it one bit, although I still call myself 58 and a half. I don't even measure my, like, I'm even past measuring in years. Yeah. I'm just like, I'm 40-something. Whatever. Who cares?
Hang-ups when it's time to go to the bedroom, okay? We need a clear mind. We can't be worried about, whoa, does she think I'm a little overweight? And, or how does my hair look? Does it look okay? We don't need that. We need you to be confident and not worried about any of that so you can go to the bedroom and do your job, and that's perform.
Do your job. We need you to clock in, clock out, spread your old seed all over some woman. That's what she wants. That's what she's going to get.
The job called for.
That's right. It's 2021 and women are still looking for you to clock in and clock out. Spread that seed, buddy. Get in there. Get out of there.
Get the job done.
Get out of there, man. You're in there too long. By the way, I'm going to share this with all of my friends here at the commercial break.
Okay.
If you are going to sleep with a woman, regardless if it's your first time or not, if the mood is there, if we're amorous enough that we're in the bedroom or somewhere, or the bedroom's somewhere else, and you know what I mean? If you're there, She's not worried about what your belly looks like or what your hair looks like. She's and
she's ready.
Neither should you be, right? She's ready and you should be also. Forget all that shit. Enjoy the moment. Put yourself right there in that moment. Be passionate.
Be in the now.
Get it together. Do a little teener. Listen, be present. I want you to be present for the entirety of that 30 seconds. I want you to be there.
Yeah.
Present. 30 seconds.
So, gentlemen, the first thing I want to talk about, I feel this.
Wait.
First thing.
Did I rewind the video? First thing. Okay. Oh, this already feels like a long video, Frankie. I thought that was all five you just talked about.
This is probably the most important because this one holds true to just about all guys. And before I get into it, let me explain.
Before I get into the first one,
let me tell you about, there's like a, let me tell you about point minus zero A.
And exhibit then
Exhibit B.
Now I'm just going to briefly touch on each one of these. These are all coming up.
I'm going to briefly
touch. Before we get into the first one, we're going to briefly touch on all these other
things. Yeah, I'm going to briefly touch on a couple, seven other additional points.
I think
this is
Frankie,
bonus material.
Frankie had an edible.
Frankie needs someone to really make these videos much more concise because he just gave the same advice he's given in every single video, which is pay attention to your body, eat right, be confident, don't worry about how old you are. But he never tells you how to do that. He never gets to the point of like what the actual action is that you need to take.
Yeah.
He just tells you need to be a stop being a fat, ugly slob with bad hair.
And also you get a sports car.
Series of videos. The first one is you're complacent. You're complacent in your relationship. You're complacent in your jobs. And you're complacent in your looks. With your relationship, you know, you're married to the same woman for 20, 30, 40 years. You don't give a shit anymore because she's not.
You know what you need? Some new pussy. That's what'll get your cock working again. Don't be complacent. Shake it up. Bring a couple extra women into the bedroom. Yeah, you've been in that marriage, what, 70, 80, 90 years? 20, 30, 40 years. What are these people, 90? 20, 30, 40 years. If I'm married to Astrid 40 years, I'm 112.
Not going nowhere, right? In your eyes. And so she leaves you, then what do? The next one is your job. You guys are all comfortable in your job. You may be working there again.
What does this have to do? Excuse me, Frankie?
You may be working there.
Excuse me, Frankie? Frankie? Yeah, it's me in the corner over here. What does this have to do with my dick? Can you talk about my dick a little bit?
15, 20, 25 years. Oh, they love me. They don't care what I look like. Well, gentlemen, if you're in sales and you let yourself go, guess what? You're going to be gone. And the last one is your looks. You think, you know what? My wife don't care. She loves me the way I look. My job, again, they don't care. I bring them big money. So I can look like living hell and I'll be okay with it. You see where all that's going to get you in trouble?
Can we talk, Frankie? Can we talk? Or the editor of this video or whoever is helping Frankie with these videos. He just talked about this for six of the first 12 minutes. He just said these exact same things. Yeah. And now he's illustrating them again with just a different thing. Right. He's actually being very specific. He's like, if you're in sales, if you're in sales for General Motors in the Detroit office... And you look fat and ugly and you walk into the office with your limp dick every day saying, well, you know, I'm the heavy hitter sales guy around here. First of all, what are you talking about, Frankie? What?
Let's move on to the next one. Number two, this one's also a monster. And this plays really heavy if you do have an ED problem. And that's working out. Because, guys, if you're not working out, if you're not taking time to do it daily, at least three times a week, what's going to happen? Your testosterone.
Excuse me, Frankie, are you talking about sex or working out? I'm just wondering.
It's going to plummet. And without testosterone, guess what, guys? I don't have to tell you. So
without testosterone, your balls aren't going to shrink and you are going to get horrible acne all over your chest. Yeah. Ah! Have you seen that TikTok video of the roid rage guy?
No.
Okay, ready? I'm going to share this with you real quick because I think this is funny and I think it's an interesting... It's simpatico with it.
Okay.
Huge guy. I mean, like, huge. Like, neck is, like, out to here. Just, like, muscles like this. And he's got this tiny little voice, and he's like, some people think that taking steroids means that you have roid rage. And in the background, some girl walks in the door. He's filming this in his kitchen.
Yeah.
And he's like, get the fuck out of the kitchen, you're ruining my video! But it's totally not planned. Like, it's not scripted. She walks in, and he goes off on her like crazy. And then he comes back to the camera. He's like I was saying, some people think that you have roid rage.
It's true.
It's true.
We need to find time to work out. But a lot of you guys say, you know what, Frank? I'm way too busy. I ain't got time to work out. Let me show you why you're dead wrong.
Let me show you how to... Let me show you a shortcut. Anabolic steroids. It's great for your attitude.
Okay, guys, you've got 24 hours in a day. You sleep 8 and you work 8. I'm going to give you 2 hours of playtime in the morning and 2 hours of playtime at night. That leaves you
playtime. What are we, children?
2 hours of play in the morning.
I'm going to give you 2 hours of playtime in the morning, 2 hours of playtime at night. I'm going to give you 1 hour of nap time. Then you can have snacks. And if you're good, then you can have some dessert. This sounds like what I talk about all day long.
Trolls, yeah, happy meal.
Trolls, happy meal. Trolls, world tour.
4 hours. Guys, are you telling me you don't have 1 hour in those remaining 4 hours to build a better body, to build?
I am telling you right now, Frankie, I do not have an extra hour to build a better body. This is as good as it's going to get right now.
More testosterone so you can have the sexual stamina?
Stamina?
Stamina.
There's nothing like sexual stamina to get you through. What is that, a new venereal disease? Sexual stamina. Sexual stamina is running rampant through our senior communities.
And the villages.
Yeah, the villages. How's Papa Joe doing? Well, he's got a bad case of stamina.
Stamina.
Stamina. Stamina.
Damn stamina.
Oh, that damn stamina gets you every time. Uh-huh. I was fucking her, but then my stamina went out. I got a bad case of the stamina.
Are you kidding me? We're going to get you there. So, guys, number three, it's all about the diet. And before I get into it, I want to say that...
Before I get into it, I'm going to repeat what I just said 12 times.
That diet and working out, gentlemen, that's harmony. It goes hand in hand. You can't do one and expect results without doing the other. Together, it's very powerful. So, let's not say diet.
You know what else is powerful? This body! You're an asshole.
We're going to say we're going to get you eating right. We're going to get you eating correctly. Because, gentlemen, what you directly put into your body, do you think it doesn't affect you? Do you think that doesn't give you issues in the ED department? It can, and it most certainly
oysters.
Does. So we need to get you.
That's
oysters.
We're going to say this. Eating to make you sick will do nothing for your prick. You know what I'm saying? If you put it down your throat, it's not going to float your boat. I don't know what I'm trying to say here, guys.
I get no respect.
If you eat too many treats, you won't be able to beat your meats, okay? You know what I'm saying? Now, if you want to get up your stamina, let me tell you something. You know, yes. This is how you get up your stamina. You eat 12 pounds of oysters, 4 milligrams of anabolic steroids,
pomegranates,
a whole glass of milk, pomegranates, and cocaine. Yeah. You'll have the stamina to keep on going. I call it the stamadama bing bong, bing bong diet.
Eating right
and ancient Chinese secret. I'm telling you what. Passed down from Bernardo to Bernardo. From limp dick to limp dick. All the Bernardos have had this problem. 22 years old, you can pretty much
count
on it.
They've also all been cheated on.
It's like a water house with a spigot turned off. You get cheated on 12 or 13 times by your wife with different guys nonetheless. And your dick ain't going to be able to work. Yep. I'm telling you. But you know what's going to get you back in shape? You know what's going to get you that
stamina?
Come
into the family fold.
Number one, come in. Ancient Chinese secret. Here it is. Ancient Bernardo secret. You ready for this? Confidence. Comb your hair.
Get a cut.
Get a cut. Get your fashion right. Make sure you have a big engine under the hood.
Yep.
Cocaine. Okay. Yes. If you do those things in that order, you're going to be good to go.
On track. So, gentlemen, number four, this is big, too. They're all big.
But it's big, like my dick.
They're all big.
They're all big. Everything's big. Don't, everything I say is important.
But number four, it's all about your grooming, all right? And it's not just body grooming. We're going to talk about hair. Now, guys, if you've been going to the same barber for year after year or same stylist year after year and getting the same haircut year after year, first and foremost, you need to fire your stylist or barber because they should be definitely suggesting some new...
What?
Wow.
If you've been going to the barber year after year and he's been doing a good job, you know what you need to do? Walk in,
fire
punch him in the face, hit him in the potatoes and say, you know what? Fuck you, man. You're the reason
Frank
I'm
Bernardo
not getting laid.
Told me to do this.
My link dicks because of you. My flaccid penis directly has to do with your hair cutting abilities. Frank Bernardo says hello. And then they just push Frank in on a cart and smash it through the window. Look at my body. Sorry about the client guy.
Yeah.
But it's good for video sales.
Fire that guy.
I'm almost monetizing on YouTube. 20 more subscribers and I'm going to be making bucks. Everything's big in my world.
Yeah, and up-to-date hairstyles. Because you guys are stuck in a rut. You're stuck in the same old haircut.
Am I stuck in a rut or stuck in a cut? Not sure.
Stuck in a rug and a bug.
If you've had that haircut now for 5, 6, 7 years, chances are, guys, it's out of style. So we're going to get you to step outside the box
a little bit.
You should do a mohawk.
Is what you're saying.
You should try one of those buns, those man buns. Yeah. They're right in style right now. This moment, they're so hot with the over 50 crowd. You know Ryan Gosling? He would do a man bun if he could. He just doesn't have the hair. How do I know? Because I beat up his stylist for him. I said, you've been doing Ryan's hair way too long. Look at that poor dick. It doesn't even work anymore.
Look, which is going to give you a better feel. And grooming doesn't just stop at the hair. Let's look at our overall body hair, our ears, our nose, our eyebrows, especially in this area.
Our scrundle sex.
My body.
My body is a wonderland.
All goes back to the body.
It all goes back to Frank's body.
Once we get in our 40s, it grows at an alarming rate, almost double. So you got to stay on par with your grooming. And once you get all your grooming in check, you're going to exude confidence.
You're going to exude confidence. I just want you to know that. Your stamina's going to be up and you're going to exude confidence. You're going to literally pick it up out of the ground. You're going to bring in a backhoe and get that confidence. Yes, I'm here to exhume confidence. Yeah, we buried it at plot number 33. Right next to your stamina.
Like you've never had before. And when you have confidence, it's going to roll right into the bedroom. Everything goes hand in hand. Gentleman number five.
Everything goes dick and dick.
Everything goes hand in dick.
Number five, sword fighting. This is the way we practice. Got to keep it up. I want you to go to your new barber and say, excuse me, can you trim my tree trunk right here if you don't mind? And then can we do a little sword fighting? You know the porn guys make their dicks look big? They shave it down close. That's how. It's an ancient Bernardo secret. I'm telling you what.
I want to throw two at you over here. It's lifestyle and your fashion. Fashion. Guys, I really think we need to clean up our fashion because most guys in their 40s, 50s, 60s on up, okay, you are wearing...
From the 60s, 70s, and today... B98.5. Grooming tips 50, from the 60s, 70s, and today. It sounds like a fucking indie radio commercial.
It does.
Dick stiffening help from the 70s, 80s, and today.
And beyond.
Yeah. Your dick stiffening tips for your working day. B98.5.
They're playing it in a dentist.
I know. B98.5. Well, here's a hit from the 70s. Shave your balls for maximum dick length. Hi, Mr. Green. The dentist is ready for you now. Dr. Oswald, we'll see you now. Oh, just one more minute. I wanted to catch this dick grooming tip. I love this station. What is it? Oh, it's D98.5.
D.
It's D98.5. Dick grooming hits from the 70s, 80s, and today. All your stamina in one place. We've exhumed your favorite hits.
We've exhumed.
Here's one of your favorites from Frank Bernardo. It's called Confidence.
In old man clothes, you are wearing clothes that are out of style. What is it with the New Balance white gym shoes that all you guys are wearing? We're gonna clean up.
What's your fucking problem?
I'm the New Balance.
Welcome to the family. I'm gonna murder you.
Oh my God.
New Balance.
Wow. I don't even pick think it on New Balance white.
I don't even think
show.
New Balance makes new gym. New gym shoes in white. It's all colors. I don't even know. Poor Frank.
All your fashion. And once we do that, guys, there again, you're going to have confidence. You're going to have pep in your step. You're going to walk with your shoulders back.
You're going to have pep in your step. You're going to stiffen your dick. Don't even worry about it. You're going to get that tent back, boys. You're going to proudly proudly walk through the mall with your dick hard as a rock. Wow, Brian got his dick back.
I heard things were different.
Did you lose some weight? Cut your hair? I don't know. Something's different about you. Maybe it's your raging heart on. That's right. I exhumed my confidence and got my stamina back. And now won't go down.
Can y'all take me to the hospital?
Can you mind dropping me off at the hospital? I think I'm having an emergency. Wow, you are looking kind of blue. That's because all the blood has now rushed out of my head and into my cock. Thanks, Frankie B. No problem. Make sure you smash
Welcome
that subscribe
family.
Bell. Welcome to the family. We have a discount program at the hospital. You need to get that deflated.
You're going to be different. That's the name of the game with everything here.
I just see it now. There's thousands of people that subscribe to this channel that they take his advice, and it's just like thousands of emergency room visits for hard dicks. You know, as soon as you listen to this advice.
Well, I don't even know exactly what the advice is. It's
there
kind
is
of like
no
you
advice.
Just, you get your hair cut. That's all I've
yeah,
heard.
Get your hair cut. Work out your
actually,
body.
Actually, get your hair cut and then like punch that person in the face.
Yeah,
I'm like, fired. Yeah.
You're fucking fired. No wonder my dick doesn't work. It's you. You're the problem.
Yeah, I mean.
There's like violence all over the place again. The third barbershop murder in a week here in Atlanta, Georgia, as men are blaming their flaccid cocks on their barbers.
Oh my God.
Let's go live to Jim down on the scene. It's another disastrous scene down here as the man walked in apparently and said, "You're the problem for my floppy cock."
Uh-huh.
Shot the barber twice in the head and left. This is all coming back to a man named Frank Bernardo online.
Frankie B.
I make apologies for nothing. There's a problem in this country and it's old barbers.
Here is to be.
I have a feeling maybe a barber is someone who slept with his ex-wife.
Yeah. Yeah.
Different lifestyle. Are you happy with your lifestyle? If you're not, I got a lot of suggestions. I got a lot of things that we can do to better your lifestyle.
Like
I'm
what?
I just can't tell you here. Call me.
So, gentlemen, if you incorporate everything that I just talked about.
If you incorporate. What is he talking about? That's three big mistakes on words. His stamina. Exhuming confidence.
And corporate.
And corporate.
If you incorporate.
If you incorporate all of this stuff. If you incorporate all of this stuff, you'll be in a different tax bracket. Talk to your attorney about that. I'm no tax professional.
Oh, and that's not being complacent. That's
complacent. Don't be complacent. Get your stamina up. Exhume your confidence. And remember to incorporate everything.
Having a better body. That's eating right. That's by having impeccable grooming habits. That's by having great fashion and a wonderful lifestyle. Gentlemen, if you've got everything going, what does that exhume? It exhumes.
He keeps on saying it. I thought he just made a mistake, and now I'm realizing he has no fucking clue what he's talking about. He's going to exhume confidence.
Yeah. Confidence. And what does...
Exhume confidence?
Yeah, confidence brings you to the bedroom, even more confidence. If you've got everything working in your life, there's nothing mentally with ED that's going to shut you down. But if you've got hangups on anything I talked about, yes, because you're going to be worrying about it when you're with your wife, when you're with your girlfriend, and it's time for you to perform.
Or both.
When you're with your wife, when you're with your girlfriend, preferably not at the same time. Yeah. Or, hey, I don't know, 2021. Maybe everyone's just exhuming.
Exhuming stamina. Yeah.
Just exhibit your exemption. That's all I got to say. You can exhibit your exemption in the way that you want to. Get on that stamina right now.
All right. When you have a clear mind, body, and soul, and all you got to do is perform, you're going to be a rock star. So take it.
Sounds simple. Get right on that. When you have a perfect mind, body, and soul, when you've reached karma like the Buddha did, your dick's going to be rock hard. Nothing you can't conquer.
I don't know how to get that way,
It's like a $1 billion industry. People try to figure that out, but okay. Frankie's got it licked.
Grain of salt, and just apply it to your everyday routine. All right, guys, so before I end this video, listen, the whole thing may sound ridiculous, but what I...
Yep, it does. Yeah. Yes, it does.
I'm trying to do, in the preface of my channel, it is to get guys in their 50s, upper 50s, 60s, even guys in their 40s, to actually stop letting yourself go. Stop letting your body...
Stop! Stop!
Yeah. Body deteriorate, your mind deteriorate, your grooming, all of the above. Yes, it sounds crazy that if you have better grooming, you're going to perform better sexually. But what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to paint an overall picture of health and confidence for you. And that is going to radiate in the bedroom when you perform.
You are literally going to... It's going to radiate. It's probably because you've been exhuming some shit down the street.
And be careful. Going to the tanning bed.
Yeah, hey, listen. Works for me. It works for me.
Again, guys, no hang-ups. You should be a monster. This concludes the video. Thank you for watching. Guys over 50, we're not dead. We're just getting started.
With what?
I don't know. I don't know what I learned from that video. I didn't learn a fucking thing. That's what makes Frankie B so great. You see, there's a lot of platitudes. Frankie just has big videos with a lot of platitudes.
Yes.
And he talks in circles. And you end up learning nothing.
Right. Exhuming.
If I was a guy with an ED problem.
Exhuming.
Yeah, you learned about exhuming and stamina.
And stamina. Radiating.
And incorporate. incorporate everything you learned here. Incorporate, we trust.
I'm going to radiate that.
Radiate. That's all I got to say. 99 episodes in.
Woo!
And we ended on a high note with Frankie B.
Hey, listen here!
Welcome to the commercial break! Look at my podcast! Oh, yes, this has been a fun one. Fireside, September 3rd, we're going live. Join us on Instagram at The Commercial Break in order to be informed about when we'll go live on Fireside on September 3rd. We'd love you to be a part of the show. So come on in. Hopefully we'll work out any technical difficulties that we have. We'll try and work that out beforehand. Yeah. And I do have to say this. www.tcbpodcast.com is where you go to read all the show notes, find out more about Chrissy and I, watch all the video, listen to all the audio. youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Please subscribe, like the videos, rate and review wherever you listen to your podcast. 661 best to you is where you can now leave us a voicemail or text us. That's 661 best to The number two, U, Y-O-U. And yes, there's an extra letter in there. You'll get it. Just type it all in. It'll go. Okay, there's only so much I could do. I tried to get 1-800, you know, TCB best or whatever. And it's expensive and you can't, and they don't have it and it's not available. So 661 best to you is the best that I can do.
661 best to you.
So the old phone number is out. The new phone number is in. Please do it there. 661 best, the number two, you. Okay? All right? You get it? Got it?
I got it.
Okay, episode 100 coming up next. Later on
next.
This is 99, so the next one is 100. And we got a lot of wonderful things in store for you, so we will talk to you on that particular episode. Chrissy, what else for today?
I think that's it, Ryan.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you out there in the podcast universe. Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe.
Happy holidays.
And this is how we do it. We say until next time.
Bye.
The commercial break. New episodes on Tuesdays and now Fridays. New YouTube clips drop daily at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Visit tcbpodcast.com for access to our entire media library. Follow us at The Commercial Break on Instagram. Each episode is written and produced by Brian Green, co-hosted by Chrissy Hoadley, with additional content provided by Tina Connell.